It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County is seeing a big increase in COVID-19 deaths, especially among people in their 50s and younger, and nearly all of them are unvaccinated. Stephanie Bush with Mesa County Public Health says there are more cases, hospitalizations, and deaths now than last October.
But what's really concerning is November of 2020 is when we saw our worst month ever with COVID.
The county is trying to keep that from happening again this year by urging more people to get vaccinated. Of the county residents who've died from the virus since the beginning of August, 93% were not fully vaccinated. Proof of vaccination is not required at the Denver Nuggets' first home game of the season tonight at Ball Arena. Masks are required inside, but based on images from the Colorado Avalanche home opener last week, compliance by fans appears spotty. UC Health's Dr. Michelle Barron says the unvaccinated should think twice about attending.
I wouldn't, but I also obviously feel strongly about vaccines. And so I think you're at high risk of getting something or potentially giving it to someone.
The Nuggets host the San Antonio Spurs. A Colorado judge is accused of using an AR-15-style rifle to intimidate someone. In a court filing released Wednesday, prosecutors allege Judge Mark Thompson used the rifle to make someone fear for their safety in late July. The court has not released any details about the incident. Thompson has been removed as Chief Justice of Colorado's 5th Judicial District, which includes Eagle Lake and Summit counties, but he will be allowed to continue serving as a judge for now. Keystone Resort opens for ski season today. Only part of Keystone's terrain will be open to start. Face coverings are required in all indoor spaces. But unlike last season, lifts and gondolas will be filled to normal capacity. There's also no reservation system for lift tickets. Keystone's opening follows nearby Arapaho Basin and Wolf Creek in southern Colorado, which both opened last weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.